A legal battle over whether state lawmakers are exempt from public records requests will go before the state Supreme Court today. Several media outlets, including public radio, sued the state after many requests for records were denied in 2017. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins me live to talk about the case and to give us an update on Governor Jay Inslee's presidential campaign. First, Austin, let's talk about this question before the state Supreme Court. Remind us how we got to this point.
Yeah, Kirsten, the media outlets led by the Associated Press filed this lawsuit back in 2017, challenging the denial of records that had been requested. A number of reporters, myself included, had requested records from state lawmakers, and those requests were denied. Then in January of 2018, a Thurston County judge ruled in favor of the media on the question of whether lawmaker records, like emails and calendars, are subject to the public records request, but the judge also found that the House and Senate administrative offices generally do not have to release their records. So after that ruling, the legislature, the lawmakers, immediately appealed, and that's why the case is now before the state Supreme Court. The media plaintiffs are also appealing the second part of that ruling having to do with the administrative offices.
So it's been a bit of a long road to get to this point. Do we know when to expect a decision on the case?
Well, the court's going to hear oral arguments today. Generally, it takes several months for the court to release an opinion after oral arguments. The thinking here seems to be that a ruling might be out by the end of this year. That would be before the start of the January session, which in some ways would, you know, make things much clearer in terms of the rules going forward. But, you know, with the Supreme Court, you really never can be sure. Let's just be clear that it won't be immediate.
That's right. Well, I mean, someone who covers lawmakers and the legislature, this seems like a very significant issue to be before the state Supreme Court.
It is, and it's a very unique situation for the media to be in this situation of being the plaintiffs in this lawsuit. What's interesting is that there have been several friend of the court briefs filed in this lawsuit from First Amendment and media organizations, also from the ACLU, and even the Attorney General has filed an amicus brief. The lawmakers are represented by private counsel in this case, not by the Attorney General. And, you know, this has been an issue that has been sort of percolating under the radar for many years, but it really came out into the open in recent years. And remember, the legislature fast-tracked legislation to exempt themselves from the Public Records Act. That was 2 years ago now. The governor ultimately vetoed that, but it got the public very engaged. There were those front-page editorials. So there seems to be a lot of engagement, certainly by the public on this issue. Remember, the Public Records Act was put into law by the people.
That's right. And I do remember you covering that with the governor's kind of switch in his decision, and then kind of everything changed in a course of like 24 hours.
Well, even the sponsors backed off and said, you know, they realized that the process had been so flawed and that exempting themselves from the Public Records Act was not going over well with the public. So, this is a you know, kind of part of the DNA in the state that, you know, local officials are certainly obligated to turn over their records. The state legislature has treated itself differently. And I think the Supreme Court's going to, you know, in theory, at least create some sort of clarity going forward. But again, we may have to wait for a ruling for several months.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Switching gears, speaking of the governor, Jay Inslee's been out campaigning again in his bid for president. Give us an update on where he's been and the plans for the rest of the week.
Yeah, so tomorrow he's going back to New Hampshire, which, of course, holds the first in the nation primary. He's going to tour a solar company there, participate in a roundtable on paid family leave, something the state of Washington has now, and he'll hold a televised town hall meeting. Over the weekend, he was in Iowa participating in a Pride event and speaking with a bunch of other presidential hopefuls at the Iowa Democrats Hall of Fame dinner. His campaign has also, doesn't have a lot of money. He doesn't have a lot of name recognition. He's not really, you know, 1% in the polls, but he did put up some billboards in Des Moines, Iowa, around the headquarters of MidAmerican Energy. These billboards are calling on the company to stop burning coal. And Inslee says, quote, "You're not serious about defeating the climate crisis unless you are willing to confront the fossil fuel industry. I am up to the task."
All right. And on that issue, he has made a push for a debate focused on climate change. The Democratic National Committee said no, but even so, it seems that idea has been gaining some traction.
Well, certainly Inslee isn't giving up on this idea, nor are some party insiders who, you know, are saying that they're going to petition the DNC to allow this debate to go forward. There's also been the thought of maybe a third party sponsoring a climate change debate and the candidates participating in that. Inslee, once again, you know, using strong sound bites to try to gain some media attention, and he's being written about by national media. Rolling Stone, he spoke with Rolling Stone this week and told them that the DNC is shielding candidates who don't have a plan beyond how to spell the word existential. So he's pretty tough talk for his own party and for Tom Perez, the head of the DNC. Inslee says he has activists and voters on his side, but the DNC has said this is a debate that would benefit one candidate, and that's Inslee, who's running on this issue.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning.